A montage of video clips of healthcare workers wearing masks, gowns, and gloves float over a graphic background of the COVID-19 virus. The video title using the personal protective equipment, PPE, burn rate calculator fades in.
COVID-19 has created an unprecedented demand for personal protective equipment, or PPE. Healthcare facilities and other workplaces that use PPE need to carefully monitor their inventory and plan for future needs. The CDC has created tools to help you accomplish that task.
The title fades out and is replaced by a computer screen displaying an Excel spreadsheet and a smartphone and tablet displaying the NIOSH PPE Tracker app.
Any healthcare facility or workplace that uses PPE can use these tools. This includes healthcare systems like hospitals and long-term care facilities, as well as quarantine stations, correctional facilities, fire departments, and more. With the Excel calculator, you can track the number of boxes of different types of PPE you have in stock each day, calculate your average consumption rate or burn rate of each type, and estimate and visualize how long your remaining PPE supply will last, based on your facility's burn rate.
A computer screen shows the CDC Personal Protective Equipment, PPE, Burn Rate Calculator webpage along with the web address. www.cdc.gov/coronavirus/2019-ncov/hcp/ppe-strategy/burn-calculator.html.
This video shows you how to set up the calculator and use it. So download the calculator now and let's get started.
After clicking on the download link, the Burn Rate Calculator Excel spreadsheet opens and the narrator begins describing the navigation and usage of the spreadsheet.
The spreadsheet has three different worksheets: the calculator, the graphs, and the instructions. To move between them, click the buttons at the top, or click the tabs at the bottom. The instructions worksheet explains how to use the calculator. You can open this tab anytime you have questions on how to use the calculator. The graphs worksheet shows graphs of your PPE usage over time. These graphs will update automatically using the information you enter on the calculator worksheet. The calculator worksheet is where you'll add your inventory data. There are six different boxes on this worksheet. Boxes A through D are on the left side. They'll show your daily PPE inventory data, how much is being used, and how much is left. Boxes 1 and 2 are the pink boxes on the right side. They'll show your current burn rate, both overall and by patient. To use the calculator, you'll only need to enter data into box A. All the other boxes will automatically update based on what you enter in box A. Let's take a closer look at box A. This is where you'll enter your daily PPE inventory totals. We're going to show you how a healthcare facility might set up this section and track inventory over a few days. Before you start tracking, you'll want to set up the inventory to track. The left column of box A contains different types of PPE that you may want to track. Type of PPE refers to the PPE types you have in stock. Gowns, gloves, respirators, surgical masks, and face shields have been filled in already. Use the next column to fill in the size or brand, if applicable. You only need to fill this column in if you have multiple sizes or brands. Otherwise, leave these cells blank. Examples of sizes have been added for you, but you can change these cells according to your inventory. For example, at our healthcare facility, we only have one size of gown, so we're going to delete the other sizes. You can also fill in specific brands of items you want to track. Our healthcare facility uses three different kinds of respirators. We'll add those now. You can add additional types or brands of PPE in the other cells at the bottom. Make sure that each box of PPE has the same number of individual units. For example, a box of gloves may have 100 individual gloves. If you have another brand or type of gloves that has a different number of individual gloves in each box, add a new type of PPE category in a cell that says Other. Our glove boxes all have the same number of gloves, so we can delete this. The top of box A is where you'll enter the dates you're tracking inventory. You can enter the first day and drag the bottom corner of that cell to the right to auto-populate future days. Now that our healthcare facility has added the dates and the PPE types to track, we can begin using the sheet to track inventory and calculate our facility's burn rate. Example data have been pre-entered into the sheet, so we can start by deleting the values in those yellow cells. At the start of each day, we enter the total number of suspected and confirmed COVID-19 patients at our facility in the suspected and confirmed COVID-19 patients row of box A. If you are at a facility that doesn't treat COVID-19 patients, like an airport screening station or a correctional facility, you can leave these cells blank. In this example, our healthcare facility has 20 cases on day one. Each day, we have to enter how many full boxes of PPE are remaining from the day before. We'll do this for each type and size of PPE, entering the data into box A. We'll start with our day one inventory totals. Each day, continue to enter the number of full boxes of each type of PPE into the yellow cells of box A. On day two, our inventory is less than day one. Our inventory is also lower on day three, as we've used some supplies the previous day. We don't have to enter data for all 14 days to calculate the burn rate. However, we need to enter inventory data for at least 2 consecutive days before the calculator will provide any information on burn rate. The total number of boxes of PPE used per day will be calculated in box B. You will only see data here if you have entered values for at least day 1 and day 2 in box A. In this example, we see that from day 1 to day 2, 2 boxes of gowns were used, 2 boxes of small gloves, 8 boxes of medium gloves, and so on. The average rate of PPE consumption, or the burn rate, will be calculated in box 1. We see the burn rate for each individual type of PPE, such as small gloves, and by the total type of PPE, such as the sum of all glove sizes. This is the average number of boxes of each type of PPE used per day. The burn rate for each patient will be calculated in box 2 for each individual type of PPE and by the total type of PPE. This value tells you the number of boxes of PPE per day that you are using per patient who is being treated for COVID-19. The number of days of PPE supply remaining will be calculated in box C based on the average daily consumption rate. The number of boxes of PPE used per patient per day will be calculated in box D. Our burn rate calculations will be updated as we enter in data for more days. At our healthcare facility, we keep entering our inventory data every morning for the next 3 days. We'd like to see our PPE usage over time, so we go to the graphs worksheet. The top graph shows the total number of boxes of each type of PPE used per day. The bottom shows the number of days of PPE supply remaining based on our calculated PPE burn rate and current inventory. This version of the calculator does not accommodate resupply. If you receive a resupply of PPE, do not add it into the calculator as it will disrupt the calculations. Instead, start a new spreadsheet and begin tracking again. You can save a copy of your existing spreadsheet and delete the current inventory to keep from having to re-enter your PPE types. Those are the basics of how to use the PPE burn rate calculator. The calculator was designed so that you can easily modify it to better fit your needs. Most cells in the worksheet are protected to make it easier to use, but you can unlock the worksheet for editing by selecting File, Info, Protect, and then unprotect. This will allow you to modify the tool. In addition to this spreadsheet-based calculator, you can also download a mobile app to track your PPE inventory. It's available for free for both Apple and Android devices. The NIOSH PPE Tracker app has more features that include county PPE inventory by box or by individual unit, resupplying or adding stock when calculating inventory totals, using a rolling average or a selected range of dates when calculating the burn rate, calculating with missing data, and exporting the data into an HTML or CSV format. For more information on PPE and strategies to conserve PPE, visit the CDC COVID-19 webpage.
This video was produced by the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health. Delivering on the nation's promise, safety and health at work for all people through research and prevention. www.cdc.gov/NIOSH